Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Eric Wood will be on the call with Chris Brown Sunday on WGR as the Bills go up against the undefeated Chiefs. Eric Wood brought to you by Outlet Liquor. When you need to stock up, it's the place to buy a case. What's your outlet? All right, Eric, Josh Allen talking yesterday about what people are calling an epic matchup. Downplaying some of the comparisons, though, because of the Bills' playoff record against the Chiefs. What do you think of this matchup? What do you think of what Josh had to say?
Yeah, I mean, he's right. At this point, the Bills have not been able to get past the Chiefs in the playoffs. They beat them the last three times in the regular season. And so they've shown they can beat this team. But and I see Josh's point to where if you can't beat them in the playoffs, then Patrick Mahomes is still on top. And same with the Kansas City Chiefs. And they're sitting at 9-0 this season, so they still got it rolling.
We've been having this debate throughout the week because I love that the Chiefs are coming in undefeated and you get the opportunity to hand them their first loss. So a lot of other people were saying, you know, hey, if they would have lost last week, if that kick had went through, this would have been for the one seed. Would you have preferred one or the other?
Yeah, I would definitely love to see them coming in with a few losses because then the Bills would have a better shot at getting the one seed, getting that bye, the first round of the playoffs, and home field advantage throughout. But I also see that it's a great storyline with them coming in undefeated and you got a chance to knock them off and give them their first loss of the season. So I see it both ways. Just from a strategic standpoint, you'd love them to have a couple losses on the season at least to, you know, maybe be able to distance yourself if you get the win and have a better shot at the one seed.
You know, as the fans, I can't wait for this game. I mean, all the talk for weeks has been this game. As a player, what's it like on the field against a rival like the Chiefs? You know, what are the players saying to each other?
Well, you got a lot of familiarity with this team. You know, the Bills and Chiefs have had so much success. You have a lot of continuity over the years where you have same coaches, a lot of similar faces on both sides of the ball for both teams. And so there's a lot of familiarity. There's going to be some chippiness to it, I'm sure. Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen have a lot of respect for each other. They talked great about each other all week, but those two aren't going face-to-face. It's the offensive line versus Chris Jones and that defensive line for the Chiefs. It's the receivers facing familiar corners. It's, you know, our defensive line going against a bunch of familiar faces on their offensive line. And so, you know, throughout the week, you're looking back at previous matchups that you've had against them, maybe what worked and didn't work in the past, and studying the film from this year and getting ready to roll.
I'm looking at this matchup, and, you know, I think a lot of people look at Bills, Chiefs, all right, and they're ready for Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, this high-powered matchup. But, you know, the Chiefs' offense has kind of struggled this year, and the defense has really been key to their success all season long. I mean, should we expect maybe the opposite, a low-scoring affair on Sunday?
It could be, especially with the amount of emotion that goes into it. A lot of times in these big-time matchups, you don't see the amount of scoring that sometimes you see in other games, and then other times it's opposite. And so, little hard to predict here. I would assume this game ends in the 20s, which isn't, you know, the Bills have scored 30 points in four straight, scored over 30 points or 30 in four straight games. I don't know that it gets to that. This Chiefs defense really has carried them the last couple years. And, you know, when the Chiefs moved on from Tyreek Hill and obtained another first-round draft pick, they went straight defense with those picks and really bolstered this Chiefs defense that has been playing great all season and really carried them to a championship last year.
You know, maybe the most frustrating thing about the Chiefs is how they find ways to win. I mean, what do you think it is? Luck? Perseverance?
Yeah, I think some of it comes with experience and confidence that you've been there before and you could do it again. Reminds me a lot of Tom Brady through the years, where if it's a one-score game at the end, they just seem so calm and confident that they're going to make the plays at the end. And, you know, there's a degree of luck. I mean, you block a field goal at the end of a game. You know, the Baltimore game to start the season, there's a toe on the back end line for Isaiah Likely as he catches a touchdown to win the game that, you know, flips the result of that one. So there's a degree of luck in it, but then it also comes down to having Andy Reid as your head coach and all of his experience and creativity. It's the defense that they have that keeps them in games. It's the number 15, Patrick Mahomes, at the end of a game. And when it's a one-score game, he's making the plays to win.
Well, the team has been incredible. 8-2 on the season so far for the Bills. You, of course, have the undefeated Chiefs. It's the matchup of the season so far. You know, you always hear the players talk about, well, the next game is the biggest game, and we're focused on the next week. But this one has to be circled on some calendars, right? And you got all the pomp and circumstance, the 4:30 kickoff time on national TV. How differently is it talked about in the locker room when you've got a game of this magnitude?
Well, you try and keep it just the same so that your emotions don't throw your performance off. And so you want to keep your preparation similar, your pregame routine. Of course, there's going to likely just naturally be some extra emotion that comes with this game and the magnitude of it. All the national media that was in the locker room all week, I'm sure, and the media appearances that, you know, a lot of the guys on the team have had to do throughout the week, just with this being a big-time matchup. That's going to create a little extra emotion, but as a player and a coach, you try and reel that in so that you can perform to your best and not get outside of your ideal performance zone.
You know, this really is the toughest stretch of the season for the Bills. You've got the Chiefs, the Niners, Rams, Lions. How big is Sunday's game just in setting the tone for the next set of games?
Yeah, it's a tough stretch. And so, I mean, realistically, if you can go 2-2, 3-1 through this stretch, you know, it's that's a good stretch of games. And, you know, whether this one sets the tone for the rest or maybe gives you confidence that you beat, you know, who many think are the best team in the league, you know, that could potentially give you some confidence. But in a week-to-week league, you know, the result of this one, especially heading into the bye, you know, I don't know that it changes a whole lot heading into the following home game after the bye against the 49ers.
Well, Eric, looking forward to the call and looking forward to that game. It's going to be a great one on Sunday. Eric Wood will be on the call on WGR 425 kickoff.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.